بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. طيب, today this is our 11th session, review session from Lessons in Arabic Language, Book 3, Level 3, Dr. Fahd Abdurrahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And today, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, it is our intention, and with the help of Allah, our hope that we will be able to review lesson 16, which is next to the last lesson of the level 3 course. So today, inshallah, if we're able to complete lesson 16, and in the following session next week, lesson 17, we will have completed the review of the level 3 course, and the following week, yani 2 weeks from today, we hope to begin the new course for the second half of book 3, the level 4 Medina course. So before we start the lesson for today, I just want to make a quick announcement. I hope that everyone will pay attention and respond. Whoever is interested in joining us for the level 4 course, it's necessary for you to send in to me a notification that you intend to join the course, because we're going to make a new email group for the level 4 course. So everyone who's in this course will not automatically be included in the level 4 course unless you indicate, unless you send me a message just indicating that I would like to join the level 4 course. We'll add your name to that new group. So please send me a notice. It has to be one sentence that I intend to join the level 4 course. Or just please put my name in the level 4 email group for the level 4 course, and that's sufficient, inshallah. So we will be making a new group for this new course starting 2 weeks from today, inshallah. And if there's anybody who has completed the level 3 previously somewhere else with someone else, or an equivalent of that, and would like to join us for level 4, everyone is welcome. However, a person is not going to be able to benefit that much if they haven't already studied any of the equivalent of what we have covered up until now. And if a person is just starting in the beginning and they want to join level 4, that's not going to be practical. And anybody can join in and listen, but if you want to actually take the course and be serious about doing it, then it is necessary that a person should have at least completed the level 3 of the Medina course, or its equivalent, or something close to it or equivalent to it, and covering similar materials. Okay, with that being said, let's get on with our review for today. This is, again, Book 3, Level 3, the first half of the Medina Book 3 course, review session number 11. And today, inshallah, we're going to be covering four things. Primarily, we're going to be covering the explanation of what is the difference between the fi'l thulathi and the fi'l ruba'i, and then secondly, what's the difference between the mujarrad and the mazid verbs. Additionally, we're going to be looking at the abwab of the mujarrad verb, any of the different groups according to the vowel of the middle radical of past and present tense forms of the verb. And then the second point of this lesson is one of the abwab of mazid, yani the bab fa'ala, where the middle radical is doubled, and we're going to look at that: past tense, present tense, command form, the masdar, and then we're going to be looking at the ism fa'il, maf'ul, ism zaman, and makan. The third point of this lesson are two new patterns for broken plurals and two new patterns for the masdar. So that's what we're going to be reviewing today. 4 points. The last 2 points are secondary points. They're just patterns for broken plurals and patterns for masdar. But the first 2 points are the core of the lesson, yani the difference between the thulathi and the ruba'i verb, and the difference between the mujarrad and the mazid verb. And then, one of the mazid verbs, that is the second bab of the abwab of mazid, that is fa'ala, fa'ala, We're going to be looking at that particular bab in detail. Past tense, present tense, command form, masdar, ism fa'il, maf'ul, ism makan, and ism zaman. So that's what we're going to be covering today. We're going to look at the Arabic key. We're going to look at the English key, and we're going to look at the Arabic text, what corresponds to it in the Arabic text, and inshallah try to cover all of these points in the time that remains today. This is going to be the regular time for the class, inshallah, after Salat al-Asr. After Salat al-Asr, I'll come directly back from the masjid, and we'll try to start at 3 o'clock. I might be just a couple of minutes late, depending on the actual time when they make the iqamah and the length of the prayer. But inshallah, we'll be trying to start at 3 o'clock, and the class, inshallah, for as long as possible, we're going to try to keep it for an hour and a half, from 3 to 4:30. Of course, any of the times of the prayers are going to be changing, so at some point, maybe some weeks down the road, 1 month or 2 months from now, maybe some slight change, but this is going to be the regular time for this class, and it's going to be the regular time for the the new course, the level 4 course. It's going to be any after the Asr prayer from 3 until 4:30 for an hour and a half, 90 minutes. Okay, bismillah. We're reading from the English key. Page 65, top of the page it says lesson 16. In this lesson we learn the following. Again, there are 4 points. The first 2 points are the detailed core of this lesson, and then the third and fourth points are just patterns for broken plurals and masdars. Type. Number one, we have seen in book 2, lessons 4 and 10, or lessons 5 and 10, that most Arabic verbs are made up of 3 letters, which are called radicals. Yani 3 root letters, which are called radicals. Most Arabic verbs are made up of 3 letters, 3 root letters, which are called radicals. For example, kataba, jalasa, shariba. All of these are past tense forms of the verb that are composed of 3 radicals or 3 root letters. A verb consisting of 3 radicals or 3 root letters is called al-fi'lu al-thulathiyu. It's called al-fi'lu al-thulathi. Thulathi meaning 3. And it's a verb that has 3 radicals or 3 root letters. So most Arabic verbs are made up of 3 letters. So most Arabic verbs are fi'l thulathi. They are thulathi. There are, however, certain verbs which consist of 4 radicals. And which have 4 root letters. For example, tarajama means he translated. Basmala means he said Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Harawala means he walked fast. A verb consisting of 4 radicals or 4 root letters is called al fi'lu arubaiyu. And so the thulathi verb is the verb that has 3 radicals or 3 root letters. And the rubai verb is the verb that has 4 radicals or 4 root letters. Any, before anything has been added to it. From another perspective, a verb in Arabic may be either mujarrad or mazid. Okay, so one way to look at the Arabic verb, if it's composed of 3 root letters or 3 radicals, it's called thulathi. If it has 4, it's called rubai. From another perspective, each of these two, the rubai and the thulathi, may also be looked at from another perspective, and that is, it says, a verb in Arabic may be either mujarrad or mazid. So a thulathi can be mujarrad or can be mazid. And a rubai can also be mujarrad or mazid. So what is mujarrad and what is mazid? Thulathi, we know, is 3 radicals or root letters. Rubai is 4 radicals or root letters. So what is mujarrad? A mujarrad verb has only 3 letters. It has only 3 letters if it is a thulathi. Yani, if it's a thulathi verb, mujarrad means that it has nothing else except its original root letters, its original radicals. If it's mujarrad, thulathi, it means it only has its original 3 root letters. And if it is mujarrad rubai, then it only has 4 letters. Yani if it's rubai, It only has its four original root letters, or four radicals, and no extra letters have been added to them in order to modify the meaning. For example, Salima, it has three root letters. So that's a thulathi mujarrad, doesn't have any extra letters added to it, meaning he was safe. Zalzala is an example of a rubai mujarrad, he shook it violently. Because why? It's rubai because it has four radicals or four root letters, and it's called mujarrad because there are no extra letters added, those extra letters that are added to modify the meaning. There are no extra letters added to modify the meaning, so it's mujarrad. Mujarrad means that it's stripped of any extra letters. It's deprived of any extra letters. It's just bare. It has nothing but its original root letters or original radicals. So a thulathi mujarrad means that it simply has the three original radicals or root letters. And a rubai mujarrad means that it is yani stripped bare of any extra letters. It simply has its original four radicals or original four root letters. When other letters are added to it to modify the meaning, that's when it's no longer mujarrad. Now it is not stripped, it is not bare, but rather something has been added to it to modify the meaning, and this added or increased letter yani takes it into the category of being al-mazid. Mujarrad means it doesn't have anything except its original three or four letters, thulathi or rubai, and mazid means it has increased letters to modify the meaning over the three original root letters for thulathi or the four original root letters for rubai. So they give us an example here of a mazid or some mazid forms from the thulathi. Yani it is originally has three radicals or three root letters. Now they're going to add some letters, one or two or three extra letters. And those extra letters, added letters, increased letters, are why it's called mazid. Because there's an increase in its original three or original four radicals or root letters. Here's an example of thulathi, originally three radicals or three root letters, with one or two or three letters added to it to modify its meaning. Okay, so it says here, for example, a thulathi verb, and this is an example of a thulathi verb, from Salima, yani which is thulathi mujarrad. It doesn't have any extra letters added to it. It simply has the three radicals or three root letters, which means he was safe. From Salima, we get Salama, means he saved, yani someone else, or he greeted someone, or he surrendered someone, gave them up. Salama. Here the second radical has been doubled. So the increase, right, the mazid, the ziyada, is that the second letter has been doubled by shadda. So now here's an increase of one letter. When the mujarrad has an increase of one or two or three letters, it's now known as mazid. So the mujarrad was Salima. It has its original three root letters. And when it is increased by one letter, by doubling the second radical, it became Salama, where the second radical has been doubled. Another example of mazid from Salima is Salama, which means he made peace. Here, an aleph has been added to the first radical. Yani the sin, lam and mim are the original mujarrad root letters, radicals, the original three radicals. Here, in this form, Salama, one letter has been added to the first radical. So instead of yani sa, it became Salama. Salama means he made peace, with the aleph being added to the first radical to change or to modify the meaning. Then they gave us Tasallama. Tasallama means he received, yani he received something from somewhere, from someone else. Tasallama. Here a ta has been added before the first radical, and the second radical has been doubled. As in the first example, they gave us Salama, but now not only the second radical has been doubled, ta has been added as a prefix to it. So Tasallama means he received something. What has been added here? Ta has been added, before the first radical, and the second radical has been doubled. That means two letters have been added here. Remember we said, whenever there's an increase over the original three or four radicals or root letters, when there's an increase, that's called mazid. Sometimes that increase may be one letter increased, or two letters, or three letters. Here's an example of two letters being increased. Ta is being added to the beginning, to the first radical, and the second radical, the lam, has been doubled. Another example of mazid is aslama. Aslama. He became Muslim. Here a hamza has been added before the first radical. So here, this is an example of one letter being added. The first example, sallama, one letter was added. The lam was doubled. The second example, salama, one letter was added. An aleph was added to the first radical. And aslama, also one letter has been added. The hamza has been added before the first radical. So these three, sallama and salama and aslama, are an example of one letter of increase. The third example, tasallama, is an example of two letters of increase. And there are also other examples of two letters of increase, and there's also an example of three letters of increase. They don't give all of the mazid forms here, but they gave these few. They gave aslama, and if you turn over the page, they gave one more example, and that is istaslama. And that's the tenth form of mazid, istaslama, which means he surrendered himself. He surrendered. He gave up. Here, three letters, hamza, seen, and ta, have been added before the first radical. Alright, so here what I want to note here is that the mazid is when the original radicals, the original root letters, if it's a thulathi verb, there are three. If it's a ruba'i verb, there are four. So when there's an increase on those three or four original letters, that's called mazid. Because there's an increase of letters, that increase could be one, as in sallama and salama and aslama, one letter is added, or it could be two, as in tasallama. Or we have ta added and the lam being doubled. And similar to that is tasalama, which would be the sixth form of increase, which two letters are added. And there's also, yani, there could be any two other forms of the mazid verbs that have two letters. And finally, there is one form that has three letters, that's the tenth form, istaslama. Yani, hamza til wasl is added, seen is added, and ta is added, three letters of increase. All of these, whether it's one letter increase, or two letters, or three letters, all of these are mazid. Because what? There's an increase in the letters. Okay, let's look at the example of mazid from ruba'i. Now, ruba'i, we said what? Is the verb that originally has four radicals, four root letters. If there's nothing except those original four root letters, that's called mujarrad. Yani, it is stripped, bare, deprived of any extra letters. But if we add extra letters, now it became mazid. So they give us the example here of a ruba'i verb, zalzala, which means he shook it violently, to shake something. Right? And then the mazid from zalzala is tazalzala. It itself, the thing itself, shook violently. Here a ta has been added before the first radical. So one letter has been added here. The original root letters are four because it's ruba'i. One letter has been added. Now it became ruba'i mazid. Here I just want to make a note. There's a footnote here for he, yani tazalzala, he shook it violently. It says here, zalzalallahu al-arda. Allah shook the earth violently. Fatazalzalat. And it shook. Yani, itself, it shook. So tazalzala means the thing itself shook. Yani, zalzala means someone else shook it. Alright? So, these are examples of what? A thulathi verb that has letters of increase became mazid. And a ruba'i verb, mujarrad, that has some one letter added to it, became increased, ruba'i mazid. Each of these modified forms, yani sallama, salama, tasallama, aslama, istaslama, and tazalzala, each of these modified forms, where an extra letter, one or two or three, has been added to the mujarrad verb, when an extra letter has been added, the modified form is called a bab. A bab. Okay? So in other words, there's the bab for sallama, there's the bab, yani fa'ala. That's bab fa'ala. And sallama is an example of that. And then there's bab fa'ala. Fa'ala. The example they gave us is salama. And then there's the bab tafa'ala. They gave us the example, tasallama. And then there's the bab af'ala. They gave us the example, aslama. And then there's the bab istaf'ala. They gave us the example, istaslama. Each of these, yani, modified forms where one or two or three letters are added is called a bab. Okay, this word bab is used in other ways as well. As we'll see here now, it says abwab of the mujarrad verb. Abwab of the mujarrad verb. There are six groups or six abwab of the mujarrad verb. The thulathi mujarrad, yani without any letters added to it, no extra letters to modify the meaning. We have six groups of the thulathi mujarrad. Four of them we have learned in Book 2, Lesson 10. Each of these groups is also called a bab in Arabic, and its plural is abwab. So, bab is used for the modified forms of mazid verb, when one or two or three letters are added. Each of them is called a bab. And likewise, the thulathi mujarrad, when you classify it according to the middle radical vowel in the past tense and the present tense, each of these, yani, groups are called a bab as well. So, here are the six groups. Four that we learned previously in Book 2, and two that we didn't learn there. These are all thulathi mujarrad. No extra letters are added. No extra letters are added to modify the meaning. Yani the prefix of the mudari is added, but we don't count that because that doesn't modify the meaning. It just, yani, changes the form from past tense to present tense. But the meaning of the verb is the same, right? So here we have the abwab of the thulathi mujarrad. These abwab, or these groups, are classifications of the thulathi mujarrad according to the middle radical vowel in the past tense and the middle radical vowel in the present tense. So the first group is AU group, or fatha dhamma group. That means in the past tense the middle radical has fatha, and in the present tense the middle radical has dhamma. So an example of this is sajada yasjudu. Yani the middle radical jim has fatha in the past tense, and it has dhamma in the present tense, the jim. So it's called fatha dhamma group, or AU group. And there are lots of examples of this that we know from the past. Dakhala yadkhulu, kharaja yakhruju, and so on. All of them have, the middle radical has fatha in the past tense and dhamma on the middle radical in the present tense. So it's fatha dhamma group, or AU group. The second group is AI group, meaning that the middle radical in the past tense has A, or fatha, and the middle radical in the present tense has I, or kasra. So an example of AI group is jalasa yajlisu. The middle radical lam has fatha in the past tense, kasra in the present tense, so it's fatha kasra group. Jalasa yajlisu, similar to it is nazala yanzilu, daraba yadribu, and so on. The third group of thulathi mujarrad, yani the thulathi verb that doesn't have any extra letters added to modify its meaning. The third group is AA group, or fatha, fatha group, like fataha yaftahu. Fataha yaftahu. The middle radical ta in the past tense has fatha, and that middle radical ta in the present tense also has fatha. So it's fatha, fatha group, like dhahaba yadhhabu, rafa yarfa'u, and so on. The fourth group is kasra fatha group. The example they gave us is fahima yafhamu. Yani the ha, the middle radical in the past tense, has kasra, and the ha, middle radical in the present tense, has fatha. So it's kasra fatha group, or IA group. Fahima yafhamu. Similar to this is hafidha yahfadhu, shariba yashrabu, and so on. These four abwab of the thulathi mujarrad we had previously in Book 2. The two that we didn't take, groups 5 and 6, are the dhamma dhamma group. Like qaruba yaqrubu, to approach or to come near to something. Qaruba yaqrubu. And you see the middle radical in the past tense, the ra has dhamma, and the middle radical in the present tense also has dhamma. So it's dhamma dhamma, or you group. And similar to it is kathura yakthuru, wa karuma yakrumu, and so on. The last group that we didn't have previously, and we're going to be looking at all of this in Arabic in just a moment, and this is the end of the first point, is the kasra kasra group. Yani, I group, as in waritha yarithu. Yani, you see the middle radical in the past tense, the ra has kasra, and the middle radical in the present tense, the ra also has kasra, so it's kasra, kasra, or I group, yaritha, waritha yarithu, means to inherit. And similar to it is hasiba yahsibu, or ghaliba yaghlibu. Okay, so this is the end of the first point of this lesson, yani distinguishing between the verbs, if it is thulathi or ruba'i, three original radicals or root letters, or four original radical root letters. So if it has three original letters, it's thulathi. If it has four original root letters, it's ruba'i. From another perspective, each of these, thulathi and ruba'i, may also be considered from another perspective, and that is, if they only have the three original root letters without any extra letters added to modify it, or if they do have an increase of an extra letter or two or three to modify the meaning, and that means that yani the one with the extra letters is mazid, and the one that doesn't have any extra letters is mujarrad. So there's thulathi mujarrad, it simply has the three root letters without any extra letters to modify it, and there's thulathi mazid, where there are extra letters, one or two or three added to modify the meaning. And likewise, ruba'i, there's mujarrad and there's mazid. And then we also looked at the abwab of the thulathi mujarrad, yani the six groups, according to the voweling of the middle radical of the past tense and present tense. Okay, in Arabic, we're on page 135, and it says here very, very concisely and beautifully and easy to follow. In Arabic, it says, halfway down the page, number one, al-fi'lu imma thulathiyun wa imma ruba'iyun. Yani the verb in Arabic is either thulathi or ruba'i. And it's either, it has three original radicals or root letters, or it has four original root letters or radicals. So the verb in Arabic is either thulathi or ruba'i. Then they define, what is thulathi and what is ruba'i? Al-thulathiyu ما كان فيه ثلاثة أحرف أصلية. يعني the ثلاثي is the one in which there are three original letters. أحرف أصلية. Three original root letters or radicals. Like دخل كتب شرب. What is the رباعي؟ ما كان فيه أربعة أحرف أصلية. يعني the one that has four أحرف أصلية, four original radicals, four original root letters. Yani where no extra letters have been added to modify the meaning. But originally the root of it is four letters. That's ruba'i. Like tarajama, he translated, harawala, he walked fast, or basmala, he said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Okay, after explaining thulathi and ruba'i, it says, wa kullun minhuma, each one of these, thulathi and ruba'i, imma mujarradun wa imma mazidun, is either going to be mujarrad, thulathi mujarrad, or mazid, thulathi mazid, or ruba'i mujarrad, or ruba'i mazid. So each of these two types, thulathi and ruba'i, is also going to be further classified into either a mujarrad, where it simply has its three or four original root letters, or a mazid, where it has extra, increased letters added to its original root letters to modify its meaning. So each of these, thulathi and ruba'i, may also be further classified into thulathi mazid or thulathi mujarrad. Ruba'i mazid or thulathi or ruba'i mujarrad. So what is the mujarrad and what is the mazid? فَالْمُجَرَّدُ مَكَانَ جَمِيعُ أَحْرُفِهِ أَصْلِيَّةً. The mujarrad is the one in which all of its letters are asliya. All of its letters are original. root letters, original radicals. It's stripped bare. There's nothing there except the original three or four radicals. That's mujarrad. What is the mazid? Mazid fihi harfun aw aktharu ala ahrufihi al-asliyati. The mazid is what? The one in which there is an increase in it. An increase of a harf, one letter, or akthar, or more. One or two or three letters of increase. Increased above and beyond ala ahrufihi al-asliyati. Above and beyond increased on its asliya, yani huruf ahliya. Its ahruf asliya means the original root letters or original radicals. So the mazid is what? The one in which there's mazida fihi. There's an increase in it of harfun, one letter, or akthar, or more, ala ahrufihi, on its, yani ahruf al asliya, its original root letters. Okay, so that's thulathi and rubai, and that's mujarrad and mazid. The second part of the first point is the groups, the abwab of the thulathi mujarrad. We said that there are six babs, abwab, four of them we studied in book two, and two we are taking new in this lesson here. So it says at the bottom of page 135, al-fi'lu, al-thulathiyu, al-mujarradu, lahu sittatu abwabin. The thulathi mujarrad verb has six, yani, groups, six groups. And again, these groups are the verb thulathi mujarrad being classified into groups according to the variation of the middle radical vowel in the past tense and in the present tense. It's according to what? The variation of the voweling of the middle radical vowel in the past tense in the present tense. Al-fi'l al-thulathi al-mujarrad lahu sittatu abwab. Six groups. Wahiya, one, the AU group. The AU group. Fatta dhamma group. Fa'ala yaf'alu. That's the pattern. Fa'ala yaf'alu. The ayn, the middle radical, has fatta in the past tense and dhamma in the present tense. Like kataba yaktubu. Like darasa yadrusu, kharaja yakhruju, dakhala yadkhulu, and so on. The second group is the AI group, yani fatha kasra group. The pattern is fa'ala yaf'ilu, yani the ayn, the middle radical, has fatha in the past tense and kasra in the present tense, like jalasa yajlisu, or ghasala yaglisu, rafa yarf, raja'a yarji'u, and so on. Turning to page 136, continuing with the six abwab of the thulathi mujarrad, number three is the fatha group, AA group. Fa'ala yaf'alu. Fa'ala yaf'alu. Yani meaning the middle radical in the past tense, the ayn, has fatha, and the middle radical in the present tense has fatha. So it's fatha, fatha, like dhahaba yadhhabu, like rafa'a yarfa'u, wa qara'a yaqra'u. The fourth one, that from the ones that we had before, is the kasra fatha group, yani on the pattern of fa'ila yaf'alu. The ayn, or the middle radical, in the past tense has kasra, and in the present tense has fatha, so it's kasra fatha, or IA group, like shariba yashrabu, or hafidha yahfadhu, alima ya'lamu, and so on. The fifth and sixth are the ones that we didn't have previously. The fifth one is on the pattern, it's the dhamma group. U, fa'ula yaf'ulu. The ayn, or the middle radical, has dhamma in the past tense and dhamma in the present tense. So it's dhamma, as in kathura yakthuru. Yani, the fa, middle radical, in the past tense has dhamma, and in the present tense has dhamma. And similar to it is qaruba yaqrubu and karuma yakrumu. The last of the six is the I group, or kasra, according to the pattern of fa'ila and yaf'ilu. The ayn, or middle radical, has kasra in the past tense and kasra in the present tense, like waritha yarithu, or hasiba yahsibu, and so on. Okay, so that's the end of the first point. Now we're going to go to the second point from the English key that we covered in this lesson. And the second point is also very, very important. It says on page 66, bottom part of the page, point number 2, we have just been introduced to some of the abwab of the mazid verb. Yani we have just seen some abwab of mazid. Yani we're a thulathi or rubai verb, which has originally only 3 radicals or 4 radicals. We saw it being increased by 1 or 2 or 3 letters, like we was introduced to, yani fa'ala. Yani the example they gave us there was sallama, and we had fa'ala like salama, and tafa'ala like tasallama, and af'ala like aslama, and istaf'ala, yani the example they gave us was istaslama. So, and we also saw yani zalzala and the mazid tazalzala, and these are examples of abwab of the mazid, thulathi or rubai. Yani where extra letters are added to the original 3 or 4 radicals or root letters to modify the meaning. Yani when that letter is added, it actually changes the meaning. We will now learn one of these abwab in some detail. The bab we are going to learn is bab fa'ala. Bab fa'ala. In this bab, the second radical is doubled. This was the first example that they gave us of mazid. From Salima, they gave us Salama, and that they said is where the second radical has been doubled. So this bab fa'ala, yani this type of verb of mazid where the middle radical is doubled, this is called bab fa'ala. We're going to look at this bab in detail. We're going to look at the past tense, we're going to look at the present tense, the command form, the masdar, and then we're going to look at derivative nouns, the fa'il, maf'ul, yani the ism fa'il, ism maf'ul, ism makan, and ism zaman. And each bab of the abwab of mazid, when we look at it, we're going to be looking at all of these things. What is this past tense form, present tense form, command form, the masdar pattern? What is the ism fa'il, ism maf'ul, ism makan, and ism zaman? 8 things that we're going to be looking at for each bab of the abwab of mazid. Alright, so we're going to look at all of these abwab of mazid, yani from 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Yani the first one, when you look in the dictionary, number 1 is going to be the mujarrad. And then number 2 is going to be bab fa'ala. And then number 3 is going to be fa'ala. And number 4 is going to be af'ala. And number 5 is going to be tafa'ala. And so on, like this. Alright, so we're going to look at all of them in the lessons that are ahead of us. And each one of them we're going to look at in detail, looking at these 8 things. What does the past tense form look like? Present tense form, fi'la amra, the masdar, ism fa'il, ism maf'ul, ism zaman, and ism makan. And we will see that the patterns for all of these forms of the mazid verbs are going to be relatively simple, much easier than the mujarrad verbs. Okay? So we're doing number 2, point number 2, bottom half of page 66. We have just been introduced to some abwab of the mazid verb. We will now learn one of these abwab in some detail. Of course, we studied this before, and this is a review. So hopefully, I'm going to go a little bit quickly. Yani not speeding, but a little bit quickly, because we already know this, inshallah. Okay? The bab we're going to learn is bab fa'ala. Bab fa'ala. In this bab, the second radical has been doubled with shadda. For example, qabbala. This is the past tense form. Qabbala means he kissed. Darrasa, where the ra is doubled with shadda. Darrasa means he taught. Yani darrasa, he studied. Darrasa, he taught. Sajjala, he recorded. Okay, the jeem, the middle radical is doubled with shadda. That's the past tense form. The middle radical is doubled. That's it. The second thing, these are not numbered, but the second matter of the 8 is the mudari form. Let us now learn the mudari of this bab. As a rule, harfu al-mudara'a, harfu al-mudara'ati takes dhamma if the verb is composed of 4 letters. As the verb in this bab, we're going to the next page, as the verb in this bab is made up of 4 letters, the harf mudara'a takes dhamma. Since the verb in this bab, yani fa'ala, the middle radical is doubled, so the 3 original root letters from the mujarrad with 1 extra letter added became 4 letters now. And whenever the verb has 4 letters, then the mudara'a, the letter that the prefix that you added to the beginning, the ya or the ta or the noon or the hamza, yani it's going to take dhamma. Unlike before when we used to add a prefix to a verb to make it mudari, like dakhala yadkhulu, ya, the ya or the tadkhulu or adkhulu or nadkhulu, that added that mudara'a letter that's prefixed to the beginning to form the mudari took fatha. But if the verb has four letters, then the prefixed mudara'a letter is going to take, instead of fatha, dhamma. That's what they're saying here, okay? So again, on the bottom of page 66, the mudari. Let us now learn the mudari of this bab. As a rule, harfu al-mudara'a takes dhamma if the verb is composed of four letters. As the verb in this bab is made up of four letters, the harf al-mudara'a takes dhamma. Okay, there's a note here at the bottom of the page. Yani the footnote was on the previous page, but the actual note came on this page. It says, we have learnt in book 2, lesson 10, that one of these four letters, the ya, the ta, the hamza, or the noon, one of these four letters is prefixed to the mudari to make the mudari form. You say yaktubu, taktubu, aktubu, naktubu. These four letters, the ya, the ta, the hamza, or the noon, are called harfu al-mudara'a, huruf, or huruf al-mudara'ati. Because the doubling, yani, of the second radical in this bab, fa'ala, because of the doubling of the second radical, the number of letters in this bab are four. If the verb has four letters, the harf al-mudara has dhamma. And if it has three or five or six letters, the harf al-mudara has fatta. So if the verb has, in the mazid, when it's increased, if it's increased to four letters, the prefixed ya or ta or noon or hamza is going to take dhamma. But if two letters are added to it, and so now it has five, or three letters are added and now it has six, then the mudara'a letter is going to be like what we saw before. It's going to take fatta. This dhamma on the mudara'a, the harf mudara, the prefix letter, the ya or the ta or the noon or the hamza, it's only going to take dhamma if the verb has four letters, as in this bab fa'ala, and in the bab af'ala, like aslama, it's also going to take four letters, and in the bab fa'ala, like yani alama or darasa, yani those, when it has four letters, then the mudari'a letter is going to take dhamma. We'll see that when we come to those abwab. For now, the mudari'a letter, yani when we add the prefix letter, the ya, the ta, the noon, or the hamza, we're going to make it with dhamma. All right. So in that case, it says, yani the first radical takes fatha. The first radical, meaning the first original root letter, is going to take fatha. The second one is going to be the one that's doubled, right? So the second one of the two doubled letters, the first is going to be sukoon, and the second one, which is going to be yani, the second one is going to take kasra. So the doubled letter, now it makes it have four letters, right? So the first radical is going to take fatha. Yani the first letter is going to be the mudara'a letter, the ya, the ta, the noon, or the hamza. That's going to take dhamma. Then the first root letter is going to take fatha. And then the second root letter that's doubled is going to take sukoon and kasra. And the fourth letter, which is the third original radical, is going to take the case ending, dhamma or fatha or sukoon or kasra, whatever is required. If it's marfu'un in the mudari form, the marfu'un takes dhamma. If it's mansub, it takes fatha. If it's majzum, it takes sukoon, right? So, yani the vowel of the last radical is determined on yani what case it is. Is it marfu'un with dhamma, mansub with fatha, majzum with sukoon? All right. So again, the first radical. Yani let's take for example the verb qabbala. They gave us for example qabbala yuqabbilu. So the first letter, yani because it has four, this verb has four letters. The first letter is going to take dhamma. The first radical, first root letter is qaf. The first radical or the first root letter is going to take fatha. The second takes sukoon, meaning the second radical is the ba that's doubled. So the ba is two ba's, right? The first one takes sukoon, the second one takes kasra. And the fourth letter, which is the third original root letter, the third radical lam, is going to take the case ending. Normally it's going to take dhamma, but if it became mansub, it's going to take fatha. If it became majzum, it's going to take sukoon and so on like this, okay? So again, what they're just telling us is that these four letters, now the verb has four letters, so the first radical is going to take fatha. The second radical, the doubled letter, is going to take sukoon. The third one, yani, is going to take kasra. And the last letter, the fourth letter, which is the third original root letter, in this case the lam, is going to take whatever the case ending requires, dhamma, fatha, or sukoon. Alright, so from qabbala you have yuqabbilu. The qaf takes fatha, the doubled ba takes sukoon, kasra. And then the last letter is going to take dhamma or fatha or sukoon depending on its case ending, right? So qabbala yuqabbilu, sajjala yusajjilu. Okay, yuqabbil, yuqabbilu, yusajjilu, darrasa yudarrisu. So just try to get that pattern in your mind. Yuqabbilu, yusajjilu, yudarrisu, and so on. So that's the mudari form. Mudari form, yani, the prefix letter is going to take dhamma in this bab because it has four letters. The fil amra is very easy. It's just like a fil amra in other verbs that we've taken in the past, yani mujarrad, thulathi, and so on. The amra is formed by dropping the harf mudara'a and dropping the case ending. The last vowel is going to be dropped, so it's going to take sukoon. So the harf mudara, the prefix letter, is deleted, and the case ending, the vowel, is removed, so it became sukoon. So for example, from qabbala, yuqabbilu, of course the fi'l amr is derived from the second person form, right? Because you're talking directly to somebody. So you say tuqabbilu, anta tuqabbilu. How do you make the fi'l amr? Get rid of the tu, and get rid of the vowel on the last letter, the lam. So what's left is qabbil. That's the fi'l amr. That means kiss. Yani from darrasa yudarrisu, anta tudarris. How do I say teach? You say get rid of the tu and get rid of the last vowel on the scene, darris. Same thing, sajjala yusajjilu. If I'm ordering somebody to record something, anta tu sajjilu. How do I make the fil amr? Get rid of the tu, the lam, change the get rid of the vowel on the lam, make it sukoon. Tu sajjilu became sajjil. Alright, qabbil, darris, sajjil. That's the fi'l amr. As far as the masdar, we've been introduced to the masdar in book 2. We've been introduced to the masdar in book 2, lesson 11. The thulathi mujarrad verbs do not have any particular pattern for the masdar. Rather, it comes on different patterns. For example, qatala, the masdar's Qatlun, killing. Kataba, he wrote, the masdar's kitabatun, writing. Dakhala, he entered, the masdar's dukhulun, entry. Shariba, he drank, the masdar's shurbun. So we see that each of these masdars has a different pattern. Qatlun, kitabatun, dukhulun, shurbun, and each of them has a different pattern. So for the thulathi mujarrad, you have to actually learn the pattern for each verb. But in the mazid verbs, each bab, the whole bab, all the verbs that come into that bab, has its own pattern, one pattern for the masdar. So any verb that comes under the bab fa'ala, whether it's darrasa, sajjala, qabbala, yani, sabbaha, any verb that comes from this bab fa'ala, the masdar is going to have one pattern. Again, the mazid verbs, in the mazid verb, each bab has its own pattern for masdar. The masdar pattern for bab fa'ala is taf'ilun. Taf'ilun. Meaning, the root letters are in this pattern, the fa, the ayn, and the lam. The root letters are the fa, the ayn, and the lam. So if the root letters from qabbala yuqabbilu is qaf, ba, and lam, so the qaf is going to take sukoon in the pattern taf'il. The fa represents the first radical, qaf takes sukoon. The second radical, the ba, takes kasra elongated by ya. And the third radical in qabbala, the lam, is going to take yani whatever is required for the case ending. Yani in this case, we're going to start with dhamma, tanween, right? Because it's a noun, so it takes tanween. So qabbala, yani the qaf takes sukoon, the ba takes kasra, elongated by ya, and the whole thing is prefixed with a ta. So qabbala became taqbilun, means kissing. From sajjala yusajjilu, tasjilun, recording. From darrasa yudarrisu, tadrisun, teaching. Alright? So taf'il means that we're going to put ta in the beginning. The first radical takes sukun. The second one takes kasra, elongated by ya. So from seen, jim, lam, you get tasjil. From da, ra, and seen, you get tadris. From qaf, ba, and lam, you get taqbil. That's the masdar. There's one exception here, and that is the masdar of a naqis verb from this bab, fa'ala. If it's a naqis verb, or if it's a verb when the third radical is hamza. The third radical is hamza. If it's a naqis verb, meaning the last radical is waw or ya, or the last radical is a hamza, the masdar for this bab, fa'ala, if the verb is a naqis verb, or a verb that has hamza as the last radical, it's on the pattern of taf'ilatun. Instead of taf'il, it's taf'ilatun. Instead of elongating the second radical, the kasra, instead of elongating it, actually what you're going to do is you're going to keep it short and add a ta marbuta on the end. So it's taf'ilatun. So from samma, he named someone, gave them a name. So this is a naqis verb, right? Because the last radical is ya or wow. So samma, the masdar is going to be tasmiyatun. You're going to put the ta in the beginning. The first radical takes sukun. The second radical takes kasra. And the third radical is followed by ta marbuta. It happens to be ya here, but in other, it won't always be ya, right? So, because the last radical could be alif maksura, or could be waw as well. But in any case, here's tasmiyatun, naming. From rabba, yani the radicals are ra, ba, doubled, right, and alif maksura. So what you're going to do, right, you're going to add the prefix ta. The first radical takes, the ra takes sukun. The second radical, the first ba, it takes, I mean, that ba takes, the second radical's ba takes kasra, and then the alif maksura is going to become ya, with fatta followed by ta marbuta. Ta marbuta is always preceded by fatta. So when you add ta marbuta to the word, the last letter, it always is going to have to be taking, the last letter before the ta marbuta is always going to be fatta. So from rabba, you have tarabiyatun. From samma, you have tasmiyatun. If the last radical is a hamza, as in hanna'a, he congratulated somebody, it's going to be ha, noon, and hamza, tahniatun. And if the last letter is hamza, it's going to be followed by tarmabuta, and that tarmabuta must be always preceded by fatha. So it's tahniatun, tahniatun, congratulation. Okay, so if the verb from the bab of fa'ala is a naqis verb or a mahmuz verb that the last radical is hamza, then instead of taf'ilun, it's going to be taf'ilatun, with ta marbuta being added to the end. So from samma, seen, meem, alif maksura, tasmiyatun. From rabba, raba, alif maksura, tarbiyatun. And from hanna'a, he congratulated, tahni'atun. Okay, that's the master. What remains are the four derivative nouns. Yani the ism fa'il, ism maf'ul, ism makan, and zaman. And these are really, really simple. The ism fa'il, it says here, this is on the top of page 68 in the English key. This is the fifth matter of the eight matters that we're going to be looking at in reference to this bab. The fifth matter is the ism fa'il. The sixth is the ism maf'ul. The seventh and eighth is ism makan and zaman. So the ism fa'il, it says on the top of page 68, we have learnt the formation of the ism fa'il from the thulathi mujarrad in lesson 4 of this book. Yani on the pattern of fa'ilun, like alimun, katibun, daribun, sharibun, on the pattern of fa'ilun. Here we learn its formation from the bab fa'ala. What is the form of the ism fa'il from the bab fa'ala? It is formed by replacing the harf mudara, yani the letter that you added to the beginning, the ya, or the ta, or the noon, or the hamza, that harf mudara is replaced by a meme with dhamma. It's replaced, instead of ya, you just put a meme there with dhamma. The ya had dhamma because it's four letters here, right? So you just change that ya for a meme with dhamma. As the ism fa'il is a noun, it takes tanween, but it's going to take tanween, okay? So the mudari form of the verb doesn't have tanween because it's a verb. But now when you formulate the ism fa'il, it's a noun, so it's going to take tanween. For example, from sajjala yu sajjilu, just change the yu to mu, musajjil, and instead of a dhamma on the end, it takes tanween. But the basic change is what? That you're changing the prefix letter, the harf mudara, from ya to meem. So yu sajjilu means he registers. But mu sajjil means one who does that act, one who registers. Yu sajjil, just change it from yu to mu, musajjil. So a musajjil is one who records, or a thing that records, a tape recorder, for example. From darrasa yudarrisu, he teaches. The one who teaches, the ism fa'il, from yudarrisu, he is doing the act of teaching, to one who teaches, is mudarrisun. Yudarris, mudarris. You're just changing you to mu. That's how you form the ism fa'il. The ism maf'ul is just as easy. The ism maf'ul, in all the abwab of the mazid, for all mazid abwab, whether it's fa'ala or fa'ala or af'ala, yani all the abwab of mazid, the ism maf'ul is just like the ism fa'il, except that the second radical takes fatha instead of kasra. Yani in the ism fa'il, the second radical takes kasra because the mudari verb has a kasra there. Yusajjilu. So you just change it to musajjilu. You don't change anything except the prefix letter from yu to mu. The vowel is already kasra. That's for the ism fa'il. For the ism maf'ul, you just change that vowel from kasra to fatha. Yani the second radical takes fatha instead of kasra. For example, yujadlidu is the mudari verb. He binds a book. So the one who binds is called mujallidu. Yujallid, mujallid, book binder, a person who binds books. The book that has been bound is called, instead of mujallid, mujallad. Just change kasra the fatha. The same thing, for example, all you're doing here is changing the vowel. The second radical, you change it from kasra to fatha. Ism fa'il is kasra, ism maf'ul is fatha. So yuhammidu, from hammada, yuhammidu, he praises others much. So the one who praises others, from yuhammid became muhammid. Muhammid is one who praises others much. The ism maf'ul is changed from muhammid to muhammad, one who has been praised much. And by the way, a lot of times people say Muhammad. Muhammad is not the name of our Prophet. Muhammad is not Muhammad, one who praises. It's Muhammad, the one who is praised much. Muhammad with fatha. Okay, so the only thing you're doing here for ism maf'ul is changing the second radical from kasra to fatha. Muhammad to Muhammad. Mudarris to mudarras. Musajjil to musajjal, like this. And the ism, the noun of place and time, ism makan and zaman, is just as easy. In all the abwab of the mazid, also, the noun of place and time is the same, exactly the same as the ism maf'ul. Yani, when you change the ism fa'il to maf'ul, you change the kasra to fatha, that's the ism maf'ul. Well, the ism makan and ism zaman has the exact same form as ism maf'ul. No difference. It's just that kasra being changed from the ism fa'il, changing it from kasra to fatha. And that way, when you do that, you have the ism maf'ul, and you have the ism makan, and the ism zaman. So, for example, ism zaman, makan or zaman, for example, they gave you yusalli. From salla, yusalli. He is praying. So, he prays, yusalli, he prays. Musalla is the form for ism maf'ul, and it's the form for ism makan and ism zaman. From the context, you know which one is intended. Here, musalla means the ism makan, the place of salat. Alright? So again, the ism fa'il, You just change the mudara alala from you to mu. Ism maf'ul, you change the second radical from kasra to fatha. So yudarris became mudarris, ism fa'il. I'll use a different example. Yujallid means he binds. Mujallid is one who binds. Mujallad is the thing that's bound. Yani from hammada yuhammidu. Muhammad is one who praises. Muhammad is one who has been praised. And the ism makan and zaman are the same. Okay, we're going to look at the Arabic text for this discussion. A little bit of the bab fa'ala. On page 136, halfway down the page, it says number 2, min abwab al-fi'l al-thulathi al-mazid, from the groups of the thulathi mazid is the bab fa'ala. Bab fa'ala. Zida fi harfun wa'id. One letter is increased upon it, and that is huwa al-aynu al-muqarraratu. Yani it's the ayn, the middle radical, that has been doubled. So fa'ala, fa'ala, fa with fatta, ayn with fatta, lam with fatta, became fa'ala with shadda on the ayn. So became fa with fatta, ayn with sukoon, and ayn with fatta. Because when a letter is doubled with shadda, it means the first of that doubled letter has to have sukoon, and the second one has a vowel. So here we have fa'ala. It says تأمل الأمثلة الآتية لباب فعل ثم أكتب المضارع والأمر والمصدر من الأفعال الآتية. Okay, we're going to skip that because that's an exercise. We don't need to be doing that here. But the footnote does say, footnote number 1, أحرف المضارعة من الفعل المكون من أربع أحرف مضمومة. يعني the أحرف, the letters of مضارعة, the يا, the تا, the نون, and the همزة, from the verb that is composed of four letters, yani because now it has been increased to four from three, that mudara'a letter is going to be dhamma. In the second note, it says masadir fi'l thulathi mujarrad sama'iyya wa masadir al-af'al al-ukhra qiyasiyya. That means that the masdars from the thulathi mujarrad are sama'iyya, as you hear them. They have no specific pattern, you just have to learn them. Could be dukhul, could be qatl, could be whatever, yani kitaba. These masdars are sama'iyya. It's just how the Arab said it. You hear it that way, that's the way it is. But the masadir from other verbs, yani the mazid verbs, are qiyasiyya, meaning they have a specific pattern. In this case, it's tafa'il for the bab fa'ala. Turn to the next page, 137, and it talks about the masdar. It says, masdar bab fa'ala is tafa'ilun. And the first radical takes sukun, second radical takes kasra elongated by ya, and the whole thing is prefixed by ta with fatta. Wayati ala waznin tafa'ilatin, and sometimes it's on the pattern of tafa'ilatin, idha kana al fi'l naqisan aw mahmuz al lam. Yani the original pattern for the masdar from fa'ala bab is tafa'il. But if that verb from the fa'ala bab is a naqis verb, yani the last letter is waw or ya, or it's a mahmuz al-lam, yani it has hamza as the last radical, the lam, the last radical, then the pattern, instead of taf'ilun, is going to be taf'ila, taf'ila, with hamza added to the end without the elongation of the second radical's kasra. That's far as the masdar. Now, point number 3, it says, we're still on page 137, it talks about the ism fa'il. عرفت في الدرس السابق أن اسم الفاعل من ثلاثي من الفعل الثلاثي المجرد على وزن فاعل. We have learned previously in a previous lesson that the ism fa'il from the ثلاثي مجرد verb is on the pattern of فاعل. It's on the pattern of فاعل. يعني like from كتب كاتب, from شرب شارب. That's what we learned previously. وعلم الآن أن اسم فاعل من الفعل غير ثلاثي مجرد يكون بلفظ مضارعه بإبدال حرف المضارعة ميما مضمومة وكسر ما قبل آخره. Like يعلم معلم. يعلم معلم. Okay, so what they're saying here, know now that the ism فاعل from the verb which is not ثلاثي مجرد, it's not ثلاثي مجرد, other verbs, This ism fa'il yakunu beloved mudari'ihi. It will have the same wording as its mudari verb form. بِإِبْدَالِ harf al mudara mīman madmūman. But except that, you will exchange. You will substitute the harf al mudara, the ya, you will exchange it for mīm that has dhamma, madmūmatan. وَكَسْرِ مَا قَبْلَ آخِرِهِ. And the next to the last letter, yani the second radical, is going to take kasra. So the mudari form, the next to the last radical, already has kasra. So all you're doing, really, is changing the mudara letter, the prefix letter, the ya, the ya with dhamma, you change it to meem with dhamma. That's it. So for example, yu'allim becomes mu'allim. Keeping in mind that yu'allim is a verb, so it doesn't have tanween. Mu'allim is a noun, so it has tanween. The only thing we're doing here is changing the mudara letter, yu, to mu. That's number three. Go to the next page, number four. It says, page 138. Now we're talking about the ism maf'ul. عرفت في درس سابق أن اسم المفعول من الفعل الثلاثي المجرد على وزن مفعول. We have learned previously in a previous lesson that the ism maf'ul from the ثلاثي مجرد is on the pattern of maf'ul. So from قتل you have مقتول. From شرب you have مشروب. And so on. ضرب مضروب on the pattern of مفعول. That's for the ثلاثي مجرد. وعلم الآن أن اسم مفعول من فعل غير ثلاثي مجرد يكون على وزن اسم فاعله مع فتح ما قبل الأخير. So now we must learn that the اسم مفعول from other than the ثلاثي مجرد, from other types of verb other than ثلاثي مجرد, will be on the pattern of the اسم فاعل. It's اسم فاعل. Okay, we just said that the اسم فاعل is formulated by what? Changing the U to Mu. يُعَلَّمْ مُعَلَّمْ. That's the ism fa'il. So what is the ism maf'ul? It's on the same pattern. وَزْنِ ism fa'ilihi مَا فَتِّي مَا قَبْلَ الْأَخِيَ. Except that you're going to change the letter before the last, the second radical, you're going to change it to fatta. Instead of kasra, it's going to be fatta. For example, يُسَجِّلْ ism fa'il became مُسَجِّلْ. And the ism maf'ul مُسَجَّلْ. مُسَجِّلْ, مُسَجَّلْ. From kasra to fatta. That's it. Going down to the bottom of the page, number five, we're going to deal with the ism, ism zaman and ism makan. Ism zaman and ism makan. So it says here, point number five again, bottom of page 138. عرفت في درس سابق أن اسمي الزمان والمكان يُشْتَقَّانِ من الفعل الثلاثي المجرد على وزن مفعل ومفعيل. يعني we had learned in a previous lesson, يعني early on in this book, that the ism زمان and the ism مكان are derived, يُشْتَقَّان, from the فعل ثلاثي مجرد in the ثلاثي مجرد verbs on the pattern of مفعل ومفعيل. يعني depending on which type of verb it's from, right? And depending on the voweling of the verbs, okay? So we studied that previously. So it's either on the pattern of maf'al or maf'il. That's the ism makan and zaman. وَعَلَمَ الْآنْ أَنَّهُمَا يُشْتَقَّانِ مِنْ غَيْرِ ثُلَثِي مُجَرَّدْ عَلَى وَزْنِ اسم مَفْعُولِهِ. But now we must learn that these two nouns, the ism zaman and the ism makan, are derived in other than ثلاثي مجرد verbs on the pattern of its ism maf'ul. Yani whatever the ism maf'ul pattern is, and we said that the ism maf'ul is just changing the ism fa'il next to the last radical from kasra to fatha. Once we do that, then we have the ism maf'ul form, so the ism makan and zaman is the same. Ala wazni ism maf'uli. It's the same pattern of the ism maf'ul. So salla yusalli, يعني مصلي with كسر is اسم فاعل, مصلى with فتح is اسم مفعول and اسم زمان and اسم مكان. So مصلى means مكان of صلاة. And again, this is a review, so we're not going into any further details. We'll just go to the end of this lesson. The last part of this lesson are points 3 and 4, which are patterns for broken plural, new broken plural patterns, and new master patterns for thulathi mujarrad. Okay? So in point number 3 on page 68, and this is the end of the English key for lesson 16, point number 3, let me look at my time here. Okay, we're okay. Point number 3 on the bottom half of page 68 of the English key for lesson 16 says, number 3, we have already learnt certain patterns of the broken plural. And we learned patterns for broken plurals in book 1. Here we learn two more. A, fa'alatun. Fa'alatun. Yani, the fa'ain lam represent the three radicals of the verb, right? So the first radical takes fatta, the second radical takes fatta, the third radical takes fatta, and we're also adding ta marbuta. So fa'alatun is a broken plural pattern. From talibun, its plural is, or one of its plural is, talabatun. And if the first radical takes fatta, second radical takes fatta, third radical takes fatta, and you add to it ta marbuta. And we'll see in the Arabic that from fajirun is fajara, from kafirun is kafara, and so on this pattern. The second broken plural pattern, nu, is fu'alun. The first radical root letter takes dhamma, the second radical root letter takes fatha. So for example, from nuskhatun, its plural is nusakhun. Yani the radicals are, the root letters are nun, seen, and kha, nuskhatun. So the plural of it is, the first radical takes dhamma, nun takes dhamma, seen takes fatha, nusakhun. And we'll see in the Arabic explanation, yani guraf, duwal, and so on, other words that have the same broken plural pattern. So let's look at this broken plural pattern. On the page 139, bottom of the page, number 7, it says, min awzan jam at-taksir. From the patterns for broken plurals are fa'ala. For example, talibun, its plural is talabatun. Then it says, hati jam al-asmar ati ala hadha al-wazan. So they gave us some examples to do as an exercise. So kafirun is kafara on this pattern. Kafaratun. And fasikun is fasaqatun. And fajirun is fajaratun. We did that for homework. Okay, after this, the next thing, in English, it has point number 4 of the English key on the bottom of page 68. It says, here we learn two more patterns of the masdar, but the masdar from thulathi mujarrad. And we said that these masdars don't have any particular form. They have lots of different patterns for different verbs. So here's another pattern for the thulathi mujarrad. No extra letters added. A, fa'lun. The first radical takes dhamma, fatha. The second radical takes sukoon. Fa'lun. Like, from sharaha yashrahu, to explain something, you have sharah, sharahun, sharahun, sharah. Yani, the explanation of something. And then in the Arabic, we'll see some other examples. And then the second one, B, is fi'alun. Fi'alun, from, this is the pattern fi'alun, like for example, from ghaba, yaghibu, to be absent, we have the master, ghiyabun. Yani the root letters are ghain, ya, and ba. So the first radical, the ghain takes kasra, yani from fi'al. The first radical takes kasra, the second radical, the ya, takes fatta aleph. And then, yani, the third radical takes whatever is required according to this place in the sentence. So from غَابَ يَغِيبُ, you have غِيَابٌ, being absent. And now, that's the end of the English key. We look at this last point in the Arabic text on page 140, which is the last page of this lesson. On the top of the page, it has مِنْ أَوْزَانْ جَمْ التَّكْسِيرُ. I'm sorry, yeah, min awzan jam al taksir. We have fu'alun. Fu'alun. I think I didn't read this before, yeah. Okay. So that was from the broken plural patterns. The second broken plural pattern was fu'alun. For example, nuskhatun, yani its plural is nusakhun. And then it says, hati jam al asma'al ati ala hadha al wazan, give the plurals for the following words on this pattern of fu عَالٌ يعني ضمّ فتح. So from صورة with صاد يعني meaning an image of something, صورة you have صور. And from صورة with سين meaning a chapter of the Quran, صورة you have صور. And then from غُرَفَةٌ يعني meaning a room, you have غُرَف. And from أُمَّةٌ you have أُمَم. And from دَوْلَةٌ يعني a state or a country, you have دُوَل. دُوَل. نعم. So that was for the second type of new broken plural pattern. فُعَالٌ يعني غُرَفٌ أُمَمٌ دُوَلٌ. 9 and 10, these are the two new master patterns that I just read. I had previously forgot to read the second broken plural pattern. So we have 9, exercise number 9 and exercise number 10. It says we have the master pattern شَرْحٌ. شَرْحٌ is the master from شَرَحَ يَشْرَهُ وَهُوَ عَلَى وَزْنِ فَعْلٍ يعني the first radical taking فَتَّة, the second radical taking سُكُون. And then it says هَاتِ مَصَادِرَ الْأَفْعَالَ الْآتِي عَلَى وَزْنِ فَعْلٌ. And they gave us a lot of examples of verbs that have their master on this pattern of فَعْلٌ يعني the first radical taking فَتَّة, second radical taking سُكُون. So for example, from دَرَسَ يَدْرُسُ they have دَرْسٌ, from فَتَّهَ يَفْتَهُ they have فَتْحٌ. And this was the exercise that we did for homework when we went through this lesson. From ضَرَبَ يَضْرِبُ ضَرَبٌ, from أَمَرَ يَأْمُرُ أَمْرٌ, and so on to the end of those masters. And finally, number 11, غِيَابٌ is the master from غَابَ يَغِيبُ وَهُوَ عَلَى وَزْنِ فِعَالٍ. عَلَى وَزْنِ فِعَالٍ meaning the first radical root letter takes كَسْرَ and the second radical takes فَتَّة elongated by أَلِف. So that's how we get غِيَابٌ. Then it says هَاتِ مَصَادِرَ الْأَفْعَالَ الْآتِي عَلَى وَزْنِ فِعَالٍ. Give the masters for the following verbs on the pattern of فِعَال. And again, this was an exercise that we did for homework previously. So for example, we have from قَامَ يَكُومُ قِيَام on the pattern of فِعَال. From صَامَ يَسُومُ صِيَام. From أَبَ يَأُوبُ means to return, إياب. From لقيا يلقى لقاء. From قاس يقيس means to measure, يعني قياس. From شفا يشفي شفاء شفاء, and so on. Alright, so this is what alhamdulillah what we wanted to review, and hopefully يعني for homework inshallah you went through it and you benefited from reviewing and refreshing your memory from this 16th lesson of the level 3 course. We have one more lesson to remain from level 3, that is lesson number 17, which we will be taking bi-idhnillahi ta'ala in the following session if Allah allows us to be alive and to be healthy and well. Inshallah we'll be reviewing that last lesson, lesson 17 from Medina, book 3, level 3, the first half of the book, the level 3 course. And after that inshallah we'll be going on in the following session, the following week, to the next level, level number 4. So again, as I mentioned, I hope I mentioned anyway in the beginning. If I didn't, I'm definitely going to mention it now. It's very, very important. We will be making a new email group for this level 4 class. If you are in this class already and you want to join the level 4 class, please make it known. Please send me just a brief message saying I intend to join the level 4 course. Yani, that's going to be starting in 2 weeks. Please add my name to the list. I mean, you don't even have to say all that. All you have to do is say, I intend to join the course. Or please add my name to the course. No problem. Whatever. As long as you say something like that, I know I can add your name to the course. I don't want to just put everybody's name back in again. And some people may no longer be with us or might not be interested in level 4. Might not feel whatever it might be. I don't know. You know, so yeah, so that is what I hope we're going to be doing. We're going to be making a new email listing. We'll be making a new email listing, and just please, Yanni, give me a notification so I will know that you want to join that class, and I'll be formulating that list in the next week or so, so that 2 weeks from now, inshallah, everybody will be on that list with us. Okay, Next week, inshallah, again, we're going to be reviewing lesson 17. The following week, we should be starting the new course. Please, if you want to join, please make it known and prepare yourself by at least looking at the first lesson in advance. Yani, maybe not this week, but the following week before the first session, please look at it. I'll be sending out some kind of homework assignment. We're going to stop with this so I can go to the masjid. They're getting ready to call the adhan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I ask Allah for me and for each of you that He grant us success in doing whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone, and that He recognize, reward, and record our good deeds, that He pardon, forgive, and overlook our mistakes and errors, and that He keep us firm upon a sirat al-mustaqim until we return to Him in a condition of being pleasing to Him and pleased with Him. And that we also, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, that He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He, grant good health and recovery to those who are sick amongst us, and that He shower His mercy and forgiveness upon those who have passed away. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen.